Oh, hello. It seems as though you have found us once again. So set sail out of the abyss and into Dungeonettes. That's right. We're a D&D podcast. And you're our listener. Yeah, that's right. You. So cast off with us on an amazing adventure. And thank you very much for listening to Dungeonettes. See you in a bit.
Last we left off, we were finally making our way to Grapples. And, oh my, what a night. Voucherous, ill intent. Well,
so
I'm sure you can
again,
handle
my friends, to listen up. Dark Lake that never ends. In our last session, you guys made friends with a flump named Rotolatom and his sea elf friend Neela, and aided them in defeating an awakened Aboleth that had recently been revived after centuries of incapacitation. Whether or not that is symptomatic of the demon activity that seems to be happening in the Underdark, who knows? Spoiler alert. Totally is. That's why everything happens in this campaign. So managing to defeat the Aboleth in what was not a horrible situation, you guys found a couple of magic items that you could then use, including a trident, which you gave to Neela, a helm that nobody wants, and a magical quarterstaff that we have already spent way more time than I am comfortable associating with Bull's Dong. So let's move on from there.
That's a cinnamon twist.
Can I do a cinnamon twist?
Sorry, it's a cinnamon twist. Cinnamon twist.
Can I put on the helmet for now? Anybody mind?
He bit it and it tasted like cinnamon.
Make fun of me.
Fucking stupid.
It's just gonna steal my helmet.
Is that what this is? Is nobody want the helmet?
She wants the helmet.
I believe.
Flo has repeatedly expressed interest in
it. Yeah, I did express
interest. Yeah, okay. All those spells already.
Whoa, wait, what does exactly do?
I forgot what it does.
Detect thoughts and suggestion.
But the moment that you do it, they're gonna know.
It's good. He doesn't need to spell things.
Like, they know that you went into their mind.
Yeah. I don't want to use it on anyone that in the city is going to kill us, but we're still in the Dark Lake. If you go ahead and use it, if you want to use it, go ahead.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Would you trade me something for it?
No, go ahead.
What?
Hand jobs till we get off the Dark Lake.
Did you say hand jobs?
You filthy, dirty lad. Yeah, just take the helm.
Just wanted to make sure I heard what you were saying. Oh, that's the important part.
Help me enchant some drums. There we go.
Ooh.
Yes.
Gotta get the magic.
If you want the helm, go for it. I do not particularly want it.
No. Now you have the helm.
Okay.
I have to wear it.
You idiot.
But this helm half the
stool
doesn't have.
Oh. The stool. It doesn't fit you. It's it would chafe all those areas that you've been trying to protect.
Oh, that's terrifying. Things with stool having detect thoughts and suggestions.
Stool can detect thoughts. He can make suggestions too, just not very forceful ones.
Me a piggyback ride?
Of course I
will. That stool's normal.
Spell. Get on this. Come on.
Look, he's a 4-year-old kid made out of mushrooms. What can you do?
Do you want the red harness or the blue harness?
Ooh, maybe the
orange. Oh, blue. Here we go. Let's look. All the stools out.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, the stool.
I probably have leather working tools that can make it.
You're the one. What?
That would be awesome.
Actually, unfortunately.
That would be really awesome.
We can make spoons.
I have tinker tools, though.
This is what... This is
actually, okay. That's not a bad idea. He really doesn't have a whole lot to do. You can let him. He doesn't really have hands, though.
Stool?
Yeah. Not really.
I mean, like a big rubber band around him. It's
from a Batman comic where he's got a baby version of Darkseid that he's running around with. He's running through time. This is exactly what I picture. His flow with stool strapped to the front.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's beautiful.
Here knows how to draw. They have to draw that.
So after your encounter with the Aboleth, the group was still split up, but a psychic summons from the two sisters of the deceased Maven Delve led you into an encounter with them and a flesh golem that they had created using Maidendel's hand. After a rough battle, you guys managed to kill one of the other hags as well as destroying the flesh golem, thereby officially putting an end to that coven, because I think you also burned all of the bodies afterwards.
Sure did.
But one of the hags did get away, so whether she will ever return for her revenge...
Is it the pretty one?
This lady right here.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. No. You guys specifically were aiming for these.
Blight upon this world.
You guys are finding yourself actually suddenly on a much clearer course for Grapplestook. Hemeth is recognized again, kind of where you are now that the hag's magic has relocated everybody to one area. He's pinpointed it. You're probably a day or two off. So you've been at this point on the Dark Lake for 3 weeks and change, so you're getting very sick of it. But at this point, the knowledge that soon you will be hitting landfall has kind of jazzed everybody up. Everybody's a little bit more excited. With some exceptions. Sereth is, you can tell he's happy to get off the Dark Lake, but he's still a little bit reserved about the idea of going to Grapplestone. And he keeps telling you,
I hope you are all aware of the dangers that going to Grapplestone will put us in. Certainly it won't be a problem for this one,
and he gestures to Hemeth,
but for the rest of us, the danger indeed there is great. You thought that my kinsmen were unhospitable. Just wait until you see what the hospitality of the Duergar looks like.
They're not going to enslave us, right?
Hemeth shrugs. Well, they might enslave you. Yes, it's entirely possible. You must understand, in when you reach Grapplestook, no one who is not Duergar have right in Grapplestook, with some exception. But none of you look like Stone Giant to me. No.
He basically pulls out a piece of charcoal and starts sketching within the boat and gives you guys a rough sketch of, it's much more rough than this, but this is what I've got. Gives you kind of a rough breakdown of Grapplestook. When you arrive, Dark Lake Brewery.
I know where we're going.
Yep. No, I mean, that's a great idea.
When you arrive, you will be coming in here to the Dark Lake docks. The Dark Lake district is the only safe place in Grapplestook for non-Duergar. It's the only place non-Duergar are allowed to go and allowed to operate. He recommends that you look for lodging right over here at Goldroorn's Lair. Who speaks Dwarvish besides Duncan? Sindri does.
Yeah.
Goldroorn in Dwarvish is a bolet, a land shark. You guys both familiar with those critters. Basically, it's literally a land shark.
Guys, it's just a baby shark.
So, but this is called the Goldroorn's Lair. Is the name of the. Is the name of the inn. He said it's basically the only place where non-Duergar can get lodging within the city.
So yes, you should be staying there. In terms of trading, you will want to go to Blade Bazaar. Blade Bazaar has all best trading. That is where you will find most of what you need in terms of arms, armor, any sort of weapon, any sort of armor. You can find there shields, good shields, very well made, Duergar made, are going to be there. Now, I don't know, my friend, about your wanting for magic things. I cannot speak to magic things, because you must understand, this sort of trade is very much regulated. So, you must be careful. If you are going to look for anyone who might be able to help, I suggest you look for one of two people.
I'd like to talk to you about a podcast I've happened to tripped over. It's called Real Doofs. That's R-E-E-L. D-O-O-F-S, and guess what? That's R-E-E-L, and that reel actually means reels. These things that film used to come on back in my dwarven hometown. Anyway, it's a podcast, and the Adventures with Drew is this guy. He's seen a lot of important classic movies, and his two doof, idiot, jerk-off friends. I don't know if they're jerk-off friends. You listen in as Drew
makes the guys, the doofs, guess what they think the movies are based on. Instead of just hearing their, post whatever, it's snipped in so you can hear a little bit of that movie, exactly the spot that they're experiencing. It's quite nice. It's good, well done. Anyway, enjoy Real Doofs. Comes out every Wednesday. They did Terminator. They did Jaws. I wonder what's next. Real Doofs.
Look for Yissa Henstock. Yissa Henstock is member of Merchant Council. She's caravan master. Very smart, very canny, very tough. Prides herself on always arriving at destination ahead of schedule. She might have line on magic item, but even more importantly, she might be able to give you best advice en route to get to surface. Or perhaps wherever else you go. At that, Sindri says, you must first go to the Neverlight Grove and return this one.
I don't know why you like me so much. You're the one that caught me and put me in prison.
That was then, and this is now. Now, I want to see you returned home.
Sarah?
Yes.
Sorry.
And I want to seek atonement for what I did.
Well, the Dark Elf grows a conscience.
Make an insight check.
Yeah, there's some thoughts.
I'm going to use guidance on that, too.
Ten.
Ugh, 12. That is 14.
No conscience found. No conscience found. No, something's up with Seraph. He is desperate to get to Neverlight Grove, but he isn't. He keeps saying it's about school, but...
Maybe he left something there.
That's the weird part, though. Like, if you know what you know about his backstory, he's from Velkenvelve. He was one of the guards at Velkenvelve, killed another guard, if you remember.
Yeah.
And that's when he got thrown into prison.
No.
So he has never been to Neverlight Grove, as far as you know.
Didn't he capture a stool?
He captured Stool.
So he went there to capture Stool, or they were
No, they found Stool and some of his friends were out, traveling when they got nailed. Stool's not exactly sure where, but certainly it wasn't right around the grove.
Would there be a way to tell if somebody is possessed by a demon?
There might be. Do you want to try to figure that out?
Yeah, Arcana check?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Maybe.
11?
Not that you're aware of. There may be, but you're not aware of it. Anybody else want to give this a whirl?
What are we rolling?
Would that be religion?
We're doing Arcana. Religion would work, too. I'll take a religion.
Yeah, I'll do Arcana.
I'm going to kind of get close to his eyes, because with my demonic background, I might know something about it.
You don't have a demonic background. You have a devilish background. There's a big difference.
Yeah, well, no,
I got a 14.
So I'm a beautiful bard. I'm a jack of all trades. That's going to be a 15.
Okay. 14 and 15 would still get you around the same area.
19.
There's not
get in there.
There's not a real, direct way. One of the most obvious things that you would see is just signs of madness. And quite frankly, that's been most of the party so far. That's been most of you guys at one point or another. On a 19, Duncan knows that there can be some telltale signs, but it's largely dependent on the influence of the demon lord. So, for example, somebody influenced by Baphomet would become much more bestial and much more, you saw with the, you didn't see it, but the rest of you guys saw with the orc,
mm-hmm.
the demon-possessed orc. Baphomet would affect things that way. With Grast, usually things that are affected by Grast, they get very hedonistic. So a lot of, if you happen to come upon a whole bunch of different creatures all having an orgy, run, because Grast is probably there. If it was, it could be, with Jubilex, you're looking for a ton of oozes or slimes, because that's what Jubilex is the master of. So
do we know
difficult.
How many demon princes there are?
You guys made a check, but I don't think you...
I have four written down that I know about.
Who are the four written down that you know about?
Grast, Demogorgon, Baphomet, and Yinogur.
Yep, Yinogur.
Yinogur.
And Orcus also.
Orcus.
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 Raxivor? No.
That's
Rex the Vort is Grazd's ex bookkeeper, basically.
Treasure. I love his wrath.
You said Baphomet, too?
Yeah.
Baphomet, yeah.
Sorry.
Yinogu, who is the patron of the Knoll.
Yinogu.
Yinogu.
How do you spell that?
Y-E-E.
Y-E-N-O-G-H-U.
That's what I wrote down.
Cool. The other thing that... So he gives you... Sorry, I got sidetracked there. So Hemeth has given you one name. He also recommends the other person you could talk to, W-E-R-Z, Salt Baron, just like it said. Now, you want to be careful.
You would want to stay to Dark Lake District. Anyone moving out of Dark Lake District is under very much danger of being arrested, taken in by the Stone Guard. And, my friends, your lives do not have much value in Gracklestone. This is... The Drow speaks true on this. Anyone who is not a Duergar couldn't be enslaved virtually on site unless you have powerful allies. And my friends, I am sorry to say, you do not have powerful allies.
Not yet.
Once we land, Hemeth appreciates all that you have done to get Hemeth home. Hemeth does not know you any longer. Our deal is done at that point. I will shake your hand, and we will part as friends.
Nothing else will part. Sounds good.
Yes.
I wish I could say it's been a pleasure traveling
just
with you.
Agreed to it.
Hemeth wishes he could say the same, tiny little gnome. Hemeth has always considered these Svirneflin to be sub-creatures, inferior in many ways to Duergar. It has been pleasant for Hemeth to find out that he has been correct.
I'm glad the feeling's mutual.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Demogorgon visits your city, too.
That is not a good thing to wish. Lupino. I also wish to have the city. Yes, Lupino also wish Demogorgon to visit city. What glorious destruction will come from that? Yes. Hemeth feels he should tell you also. You must be careful of Bupido and the other Darrow. Darrow, at one point, were free people. But then Duergar, many, many, many generations ago, take them as slaves. In the time, the Darrow become exposed to Illithid. You familiar with Illithid? Mind flayer. Very unpleasant creature. And the Darrow eventually go mad. Now, the grandfather of current Deep King, he freed the Darrow. He said, Darrow, you are now free people. You are not as good as Duergar, but we no longer enslave you. You may have your own spot. So they all move over and live in the furrows.
So, Bupido, are you going to leave us here too?
Bupido would never leave his friends. Bupido will show you all of the delights that are there. Bupido will even take you to Whirlstone Caverns. Whirlstone Tunnels, that is where all of the Bupido's people live. You will like it very much there.
But Bupido, we are exclusively told not to go beyond that barrier there.
Yes, because you are listening to stupid Duergar with stupid Duergar rules.
Whose town is this?
Is Bupido's town.
Bupido! My man!
It's only a matter of time before Bupido is named King of Grackle.
Oh my god, your confidence is disconcerting.
I think we should get Bupido.
Hemeth is looking at Bupido like he is, like he is saying, Bupido is saying the worst possible shit.
Oh, no.
Like, Bupido is saying the kind of stuff where if you set it online, the Secret Service shows up in your house the next day.
Bupido is excited about finally eating spleen of Deep King. Yes!
Is Bupido pretty similar to other Dwerg, or
Darrow?
Darrow, or is he...
Hemeth shakes his head.
Marginally more insane.
It's tough to tell. He is more articulate than most. He seems more focused. Darrow madness make very unfocused, very aggressive. Bupido has been here with us for an entire trip and has not attempted to murder any of us.
That
is because you have never left anyone alone with Bupido. No, but seriously, someone just, come with her old walk with Bupido. Bupido's knives hunger for blood of innocent. No, seriously. I'm not joking. Why are you all laughing? All right.
Don't worry, Bupido. You'll be in a city where you can kill to your heart's content very soon.
That is exciting. I look forward to this.
Everybody make me a perception check.
Ooh, not 20. Of course, I crit on the ability check.
14.
Okay. What you got, Bob?
Okay.
23. The people with the higher scores, so your 23s, your 20s, generally hear it first, but by the time everybody hears it, it's much more noticeable. You can hear like a deep and it sounds like it's the sound of leathery wings, like giant leathery wings. And you hear a and as everybody notices, swooping over over the boats are three giant bats that have drow riding them. The lead drow, they swing through around the corner, and then you can hear from around the corner the sound of a horn.
Why can't we be friends? I hate war.
Sereth shakes his head. This is going to be very unpleasant. Ilvara is not going to be pleased that we've escaped, and if she retakes us, our punishment is likely to be severe. The last person that escaped from Velkinvelv didn't make it further than three paces outside of his cage before he was captured again. Ilvara had his flay him alive from his toes to his face. Then, after he perished, she had him raised from the dead so that he could be slowly dropped into a pit of poisonous spiders. After that, he would no longer allow himself to be raised from the dead. His spirit stayed in limbo forever. On that note, everybody roll me some initiatives.
I hope you all do me a favor of killing me before they before you get captured.
Kill me before they take me alive.
Oh my god, what the shit.
Oh.
We must have traded dice.
Yeah.
They can't be so hard up for slaves that they would chase us down for a month.
I think at this point they're just mad.
Oh wait, should we roll for...
That's 100% what it is.
We should just ask them, why are you mad?
That's 100% what it is. This is grudge. This is pure spite.
This is grudge. Yeah.
You guys not only fled, but you also killed the High Priestess's apprentice as you were leaving. Yeah, she'll be tracking you down for...
Right off as many jewels as we can find.
The remainder of your natural born lives. You have an enemy for life here.
Well, one way to deal with them.
Yeah.
Let's kill them.
Befriend them.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Ugh.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get away from that one. But if you do happen to get away from us, why don't you check out a podcast called Hardcore Nursing Home. That's HXC Nursing Home Podcast. Facebook. So check this out. Are you an old curmudgeon who used to like hardcore music? Have you done your 1,000 hours of pit time, but now your spine just can't take the pressure? Well, I've got a podcast for you. Hardcore Nursing Home talks about some of the classics. Your Isis. Your Have Hearts, as it were. Brings it to a time that we all, approaching our 40s, can understand. Man. Hardcore is still just as hard as it was core. Does that make any sense? It doesn't matter. Hardcore Nursing Home. Check them out.
In our last chapter, when we last visited our heroes, they finally made their escape off of the Dark Lake, having defeated a skiff full of drow slavers sent by the... ruling family of Velkinvelv, the Mezrin family, specifically Ilvara Mezrin, who, if you remember, was the person who was torturing you and in charge of all of the horrible things that happened to you while you were there. It is very clear that they have not given up, and even after almost a month on the Dark Lake, and having, you know, put some distance between you guys, remember the last time you saw them was... across a cavern from each other, so you knew that they were pursuing, but you had some space. It looks like the drifting about on the Dark Lake that you did and the false turns at least allowed them to catch up with you somehow.
For saving the city, all right?
Well, so far you are. I mean, so far so good. We'll see what happens. You never know. Never know where things are going to lead. But after defeating them and another day or so on the Dark Lake, you finally found yourself coming up to the shores of Grackelstug. So you can see Grackelstug before you even approached it. It is a city of machinery and fire and constant forging and constant motion and industry, basically. Just a lot of consistent machinery. You can hear the banging of hammers on steel of all hours, day and night. Again, this is what Grackelstug looks like. So you guys arrived here at the Dark Lake Docks. So you guys arrived this way, coming in from the north on the Dark Lake Docks. Remember, you were cautioned to stay here within the Dark Lake District as much as possible, given advice that the Goldenorn's lair would be the only place you could really find lodging. So you did, in fact, find rooms there during the evening. You had a meal at the Shattered Spire, where you met a number of Duergar, including Bardock the Spiteful and his band of orc mercenaries. Flo, for some reason, saw that 8-pack and went, okay, this might as well happen, and proceeded to Lady and the Tramp style a giant haunch of meat with this monster. Meanwhile, Nod, in a game of sexual chicken, ended up spending the evening with one of his orcs, Zolvan the Despoiler. The other four orcs went to bed. Well, I don't know, maybe with each other. I really don't know what the status of their relationships are. I haven't looked. At the Goldbjorn's lair, you also made a couple other new friends. You guys met Grazlax, the Mind Flayer, the Illithid, and Skriss, who is a troglodyte, both of whom claim to be members of something called the Society of Brilliance, which is an organization of Underdark dwellers who are uniting their efforts to solve all the problems of the Underdark. Not a member, but someone that you also had a brief meeting with was this half-drow, who apparently is named Bintel, but you have not spoken with him really to any extent. The other person who is staying at the inn with you currently is a very ancient half-orc known as Granny Grimgrunt, who very clearly is a monk of some form and has asked Rush a bunch of questions about his training and about where he learned his art, and has invited him to spar with her on the morn on the docks. So that is where we will start off. While most of the rest of you guys are asleep, there is a pound on the door that Rush and Fane are sharing.
Before
we start that, I need, first of all, a reminder that Flo is suffering from a level of exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
How long did that last for?
Oh, yeah.
Another
one day.
Depends on whether anything happens to impact that or not. For example, whether she's going to, you know, keep running around, whether other things are going to impact her ability to recover from it.
Whether she gets impacted again.
Hey-oh!
Sure, Duncan has a spell to get rid of that, so she is.
Yeah, I could do without that, but unfortunately it's both funny and true, so. Excellent. Let's see, so please, gentlemen, enjoy your points of inspiration for I believe the candy is for Mike.
You want to see something impressive?
Ooh.
It's not that.
Oh yeah, that is that.
Zachnefane, Rush, Duncan.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you doing?
Florence and Sindri.
What's my last name?
What are their real names?
What are full names?
Mike, Bob, other Mike. Vincent, Adam.
Excellent, excellent work.
It's very impressive.
It's only been 4 months.
It's been.
I'm very proud.
You should lose inspiration for that.
You should consider yourself lucky. It's only been that long.
I know. I am legitimately, having been your friend now for quite a while, I know how your brain works. I am legitimately impressed.
Badly, in case anyone's wondering. Badly is how it
works.
Yes,
absolutely. I need every one of you to make me a constitution save, please and thank you.
Are there proficiency bonuses?
No, it's your that would be your con bonus.
Yeah. Efficiency is 3 now. Yeah.
Fame.
I got a 5.
12.
7.
Wow.
6.
19.
11.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Poison.
Sindri is okay. You're okay with a 19. What did not get?
12.
12, you should be okay. The other three of you are all suffering as well from a level of exhaustion.
Oh.
Basically, this level indicates that you'll have disadvantage on ability checks.
Oh.
As you wake up in the morning, you find your body just racked with heavy, persistent, racking coughs. And after a few minutes, you finally manage to hack up chunks of thick black phlegm.
Because we're basically sleeping in the Industrial Revolution right now, right?
Pretty much.
Nice.
Unfortunate. And yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to make a medical check, you'll verify what Tim just intuited.
By respirator.
The smog in Grapplestone causes... You know, it's basically you're in the midst of, like, deep pollution and smog, so the Duergar don't seem particularly affected by it, but it's definitely gonna harsh you guys your good time a lot. Let me know if... So basically, any of you guys, if you're gonna take a dash action, you're gonna need to make a constitution check first. If you can't make the check, the action can't be done. If you're going to try to cast a spell with a verbal component, you have to do a constitution.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
Yeah.
Well, who didn't pass?
Duncan Rush and Fane. Not a big deal. Yeah, just two of the people that cast spells.
You got two other spellcasters here.
We're not good at it, but...
I mean, I'm bashing them to heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you the three of you wake up, and even the ones that don't, you're suffering from it. Like, your lungs feel heavy, like you've been breathing particulates. But you are not suffering as much in the way of ill effects as your allies are.
I mean, it sounds like poison to me. I'm just a dwarf, so I know.
But also, Bob has cough drops, so...
You have cough drops.
I think we're fine.
I think Sindri and Duncan can probably make a respirators for the party.
You could definitely give it a shot. You probably have to spend like a day working on it, but certainly
have fun
it's an
doing
option.
That.
Yeah, certainly it's an option available to you. So, Rush, you are awakened first thing by a slow but heavy pounding on the door that you and Fane are to the room that you and Fane are sharing.
Does Fane wake up?
I snap out of my meditation. I don't wake up.
He doesn't actually sleep.
Who am I sharing a room with currently?
No one.
Well, currently it would be Flo.
We got a room.
You guys got a room together. I don't know if Flo ever made it back there. So.
Well, Nod did sometime in the middle of the night.
Nod did eventually.
If she did, it was like 4:15. Woo-wee! What a night! What a night! Shh.
I would like to point out that Flo... It was that that Orog was in fact a selfish lover.
Yeah.
You're coming home while I'm leaving in the morning.
Probably.
Oh. I used to have a roommate. It was like I worked a regular 9-to-5 job, and he worked third shift at 7-Eleven. So yeah, it would be like 6:30 in the morning, and I'd be drinking a cup of coffee, and he'd be like drinking Goldschlager. That gave me indigestion.
Oh. Don't worry about it. I'll just go. I'm just gonna run out.
You're gonna run out?
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be back soon. Unless you want
to
come along.
May I accompany you to see this comment?
Oh. I mean, I guess, you know, I actually don't know what she's up to, so maybe backup might be useful if she does something weird.
I think I'm just gonna watch.
Oh, okay. You're a watcher, I see.
Good for that.
Voyeurism.
Plenty of opportunity yesterday, yeah. So the door opens, and Granny is there waiting for you. And she looks...
Well, you're extra, but you'll do okay.
Oh, he's not going to fight you. I mean, he's going to watch.
He can fight
you
if he wants.
Oh.
He can fight me if he wants, but...
I mean, he's going to kick both of our asses if we do it. But just one of us, then both of us. All right, so where are we going?
So she walks you guys down to the docks. Several, you know, there's still plenty of motion going on here. Even though it is early for you, the city is in full motion and full, you know, activity. You're seeing, again, lots of merchants moving around, lots of Duergar, a handful of slaves kind of coming and going. The Duergar, take notice of you guys, but when they notice who you're with, they kind of just kind of move to this, they just kind of give you your space. And she leads you all the way down to a quiet corner of the docks off to the western side of the lake. You can just see the stalagmite that makes up the shattered spire.
Can I see if anyone's like around besides us three?
Yeah, make a perception check.
Disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh! Yeah.
20 total. Oh,
20 total?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want there to be anybody else around? Or are you trying to get kind of far away from everybody?
Well, I mean, she's leading us there. I'm just, you know, stopping where she's stopping. But I just want to make sure that, you know. Yeah.
No, it's kind of, you're kind of just like off to, you know, in a relatively quiet corner. There's a couple of Duergar pushing a boat out onto the dark lake. Looks like they're probably fishermen. There's a handful of others who are just moving stock off of a boat or off of the ship that's come in. People are noticing you, but there's not a ton of folks around.
Hey, Grams, is this thing normal? Or do you do this a lot? This is kind of weird.
At my age, you've done everything at least once or twice, boy.
I'll be open to experimentation. Okay. that's fine.
It's not going to be that kind of party. All right.
I'm not down for that, don't worry.
So she has, she leads you onto one of the docks and basically pulls over an old crate and sits down on it, kind of rests her arm on her cane and kind of looks up at you.
So, doesn't seem like you've had a lot of formal training. Doesn't seem like your school is very organized.
We make do. We just learn as we go.
Ah, no. Not meaning any insults, young one. You see, you have to remember, you're a martial artist. The key to that word is art. What you do has a beauty to it. This one, look at him over there. You wouldn't know much to look at him being a little weak and soft elf type.
And
but
his singing sucks. It really sucks.
I recognize a blade singer when I see one.
You're not
now
supposed to sing when you actually...
No, you're not. The sword does the singing for you. But
no, same? No, same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blade song, that's an art form. I remember once seeing a group of a half a dozen blade singers coming over a ridge, wading into a field of 200 hobgoblins. When they were done, they had not lost one man, and all but a score of the hobgoblins had perished or fled. Now, what they did that day was martial, but it was also a work of pure beauty. Let's see what you've got. And she kind of stands up.
Oh, let's get down to
business. Stick or no stick? And I asked the lady. You know, no stick. I'll toss the stick to Bane.
You might want to give him his stick.
Oh, okay, I'll take the stick back. I'll run back to stick. I'm not sure if it's going to be fist or not. Okay.
Let's just see what you've got, boy. Come on, take a shot.
Oh, do I punch her? Okay, I'm just gonna... Okay, your turn.
I'm not fucking around, boy. Why are you?
Ooh. Okay.
Come on, take a good swing at me.
Okay, I'll swing again. This time like an overhead swing. Roll the two.
Okay. So she just easily, like, as the big swing's coming, she just kind of bats it aside with one hand.
You know, it's the phlegm, it's the black phlegm. I cough up a little bit for black phlegm. You know, it's not my best day.
Yeah, you're suffering from grackle lung. Happens to a lot of folks who come through here. You want to find yourself a healer.
Oh, grackle lung.
Oh, good. Well, maybe.
At any rate, I'm not making you do laps. I'm making you try to hit an old woman.
Okay, I'll hit her again. God damn it. I'm rolling so bad. 21 to hit.
21, you actually managed to connect with her.
Okay.
All damage.
You know what? I'm going to make her... I'm going to do stunning
strike. Give Flurry of Blows?
Stunning strike. DC 14 con save.
Nice.
Yeah, not really a problem.
Yeah, okay. She takes 9 damage, though.
Okay.
God damn it.
She nods. That's good. That was a good strike. Try this. And she kind of reaches out with her walking stick and just kind of nudges your feet slightly differently and then reaches down and grabs your pants leg and pulls one of them up, like forward a little bit, just slightly adjusting your stance. Go ahead, try it now.
Okay, I'll try to hit her with my pants leg forward.
This time with advantage.
Oh, fuck this. I hate it. Why is it? I hope I roll 2 ones. 23.
Good. She says as you manage to strike her.
Strike her. I'm not
punching. Punching this old woman, by the way, is like slamming concrete, like your hands into asphalt. Like she's old, but she just seems to be made out of some sort of chiseled marble.
I'm not gonna like. In my head, I'm like, and then like I'm not gonna hit her with my fist anymore.
What was the damage on that?
It was 5 damage.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right then.
Is it going to hit you, or are you like a punching bag, or are you going to hit me?
Well, now that I feel like you've got your shit together a little bit, let's try this.
Oh, fuck.
roll initiative for me.
Oh, man, I don't like this.
Is there a crowd forming, or is it still nice and quiet?
Fairly quiet.
15.
Okay, so she goes first.
Of course she does. Oh, no. Finn, close your eyes. I don't want you to see this. Go away. That's Bob, he's a mathlete.
37.
Fuck!
Halved. So that's gonna be.
That's exactly.
18.
That's exactly what I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you do this, she just kind of gives you a dirty look and goes, kind of a Harukin! And a fireball.
Does she say that?
No.
No, fuck. I would use that later.
No, instead she said, let's see, King Sweep of the 19 Phoenix. And she, fireball comes flying from her chest, hitting you, basically bursting into flame as you try to dodge it and sends you flying into the water.
Of course you do.
As I sink and die, unconscious.
She will pull you out of the water, and then she looks at Fane, because to your opinion, to what you can see, this one just killed Rush. Everything, like, they're just punching each other for a while, and all of a sudden she just blew him up somehow. Like, this is, you have no idea what the heck is going on here. So she pulls you up, and looking at Fane, she nods and goes, Master Hiam showed me this one. And she licks her palm and then presses it on Rush's forehead. You are healed back up to full health.
Holy shit.
And all I feel is a slimy thing on my forehead.
It's evaporated very quickly. Do me a favor and roll a d4 for me.
Quite impressive.
A three,
good. So she looks at you and nods. Well... You definitely need real schooling, but I think you'll live another week or two.
Okay.
If you ever encounter a human lad named Rama.
Say that again?
A human boy named Rama.
Rama. Spell that out for me.
I'm dead.
Fam, take notes. I don't know.
It's R-A-M-A.
Okay.
When you see him, you challenge him to a fight.
Why?
Because... It's the honor of my school he's upholding.
Oh, is he your student?
No. One and only.
What does he look like?
Ah, human.
Yeah, thank you. I see looking in the mirror.
Kind of a scrawny thing.
They all kind of look the same, don't they?
So he looks like me, maybe?
He's talking about Dragon Balls.
Okay. Is he on the surface? You said all your students were on the surface, right?
Last I saw of him, he was headed for somewhere around Baldur's Gate. But that was a year ago.
When was the last time you had a student?
He is my only student.
Oh.
Currently.
Okay.
Based on what? Okay, so what did you get on your D4?
A Three.
So based on what she has shown you, you have a bonus of getting inspiration every time you complete a long rest for the next 9 long rests.
Holy shit.
Oh, okay. Sure, inspiration. Or I'll just bring some Oreos. Sure. Okay. Okay.
9 advantages,
that's true.
Dude.
9 advantages.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
That doesn't suck.
That's true.
So she, at that point, will leave to go back.
Oh, question.
Answer.
Nice comeback.
That was me, not her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do people steal around this place that often?
Not if they're smart.
Fuck. Okay. Well, okay.
The Duergar will never steal from each other. Now, they don't have the same attitude when it comes to non-Duergar, but they're more likely to try to cheat you out of a business deal than they are to... than they are to try to actually lift something out of your pocket.
Just asking for a friend. I look at Fane. He got his gold stolen.
Well, keep your purse on, tighter on you, I suppose.
Yep.
Or...
Are there any races known for stealing around the city?
Gnomes.
Not really.
Hey.
And humans, I guess.
But Daryl might steal from you, but they're just as likely to try to bite your eyes out. Well, it was a pleasure. And she extends an old bony hand to you.
I'll extend my bony arm against hers, too.
But you know, remember, it's not a handshake, it's one of those
like predator or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like she's on a rugby team.
And then she toddles off to get herself some breakfast.
Okay. Fane, don't tell anyone I got beat.
It'll be our seat.
Liar. In my head I'm thinking, oh, he's going to tell everybody.
So the two of you head back, to the Goldburn's lair. At that point,
if you look at Peter while
the rest
we're
of the group should be rousing as well. Flo is definitely feeling the exhaustion of an evening out. Nod looks remarkably chipper. Duncan and Fane obviously are under the weather, and Rush looks oddly shiny, like he just had a bunch of bruises magically healed off of his body, or maybe some charring magically taken away. But he also
I went to the
spa. Seems to have the grapple lung. Did you want to share what you heard, that there is a name for this, and it is called grapple lung? Either you or Fane?
Well, I'll see. I'll wait. Well, I'll tell Fane that. And then if I see anyone else have it, then I'll be like, oh. Yeah, the grapple lung.
Sounds good. All right, what would you guys like to do?
Sindri wants to ask the innkeeper, have you heard reports of a lot of non-Duergar people getting robbed at the docks?
God, she's annoying.
She's a group keeper.
I'm missing a tour.
Really?
Nope.
So crime isn't a thing.
Can I do a sense motive on that?
Sure.
Guidance. Oh, fucking Christ. Okay, that's like a 5 or something.
Something's funny.
You want some bardic inspiration with that?
Yeah, not worth it.
So legit.
No, that's right. They roll way too low.
Also, do you know how to get rid of this black stuff in my throat?
don't be a wimpy human.
Guys, I got the cure for grackle lung. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to start making some tea or something or whatever and pull out some honey out of my pocket and I'll start brewing up cups for everyone.
The innkeeper just kind of looks at you.
Are you kidding me? It's not going to work?
Good.
Do you have a lozenge?
Good innkeeper. Do you know where we can find a healer near the docks?
Don't we have a healer?
No.
You don't know much, do you?
Know how to run an inn and know how to turn out those that don't appreciate the room.
I'm going to pull out a silver coin. Does this jog your memory at all?
Like
yes,
jogs.
It does.
How many teeth does she have?
I don't know where to find a healer around the docks.
As she bites the coin, how many teeth does she have?
Normal Duergar amount.
Doubtful.
Seemingly way too many for the hand that size, yeah.
I bet 10 of them are fake.
Drintha, remember, was the innkeeper.
Drintha.
If someone was going to mess with you at the docks, they would have put you into leg irons, not taking your coin. Put a soul into leg irons, you get all their coin anyway.
Very smart. I gotta keep that one in mind.
I don't think you're gonna have many opportunities to be the one yanking on the leash.
Maybe not here. But you'd always be surprised.
Well, maybe someday I'll stay at the inn in the mythical city where you're in charge.
Hey, Fang. Do you want to look at Peter really quickly? I mean, I doubt he's actually harmful, but if he had the gold, I'd like to know. Because, you know, I get more gold later to feed him.
Yeah,
I haven't been really feeding
him
lately. He's
a nature check on Peter.
I cast guidance on you.
Bardic Inspiration. Just kidding. I'm
fucking figure this out. Pretty good. 20.
Just kidding.
What's
my nature?
Nature.
Yeah. Nature. Nature.
Peter is a healthy spider who seems to be subsisting just fine on the random grubs and flies and other things that Rush catches and shoves into the bag with him. Does not show any indication of having eaten 400 some odd gold pieces worth of loot.
So is he healthy?
He seems to be pretty healthy.
Okay, you need his annual physical checkup, so...
You know.
This is it.
Does anyone have speak with animals?
That's exactly what I was about to ask.
I don't think. I don't know if he does. Does it have a certain intelligence? I'm not sure.
Speak with animals? I don't know.
I think it does. I don't know. We'll find out.
Do you have speak with animals? No.
Just I could check the spell if you don't want to waste a spell slot.
18 perception.
Do you have it, Flo?
I can speak with it. So
enough
we kill
to
him.
Know that everyone's talking up gunk.
I can understand language.
That's
math. And obviously,
not everyone.
Well,
just three out of the six, unfortunately.
I mean, I guess it doesn't give them it does say the knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence. It doesn't say, like, a minimum intelligence.
What if your spider was...
Spider might know.
So
you could ask
Seraph,
Spider.
Seraph, Eldred, and Darindo are also...
I was going to
talk
his intelligence.
You could do that.
I could.
And do not speak with animals.
Why
not?
I do not have speak with animals.
Oh. Shit.
No rangers and no...
You can use your helmet to telepath. Oh wait, we have
Didn't we try doing that with didn't work.
Yeah.
It's too dumb.
Well, okay. What if
we have stool too.
Have
out
stool.
Of character, Travis, I'm sorry. In character.
Why?
Oh, get ready.
I'm having a blast so far. I cannot wait to hear what insane thing is gonna come out of your mouth.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
If I enhance the spider's intelligence, it would allow him advantage on all his rolls. And by using my helm of whatever, reading thoughts...
Or spool. Or stool.
Which we have spool.
Stool does... It's telepathically, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than this contrived little
doodad
I was about to...
But, you know, if you ever lose stool, this would be handy.
We're never going to lose stool.
We have to take him home.
Plus, I have a contingency, don't worry.
Oh, okay. I won't let you have this.
You love tools.
Or I could just attempt to telepathically speak to it with my awakened.
Yeah, he does
we
that.
We tried
too.
That earlier.
Yeah, we tried the very first session.
Yeah.
Unless we didn't have an enhanced ability back then, though.
Enhanced
so
ability,
know.
I think, just gives advantage.
Yeah, so I don't know if that actually works or not.
Unfortunately.
He has an intelligence of 3.
You need to find a way to increase his intelligence. You need to level him to level 4.
His spider's intelligence is
1. So we need intelligence enhancing abilities or items for him
it's
to attune
like
to.
Put the circlet of intelligence on
Spider. Yeah. Just let him touch it and attune to it for a day. Yeah.
Careful.
Have you told people about your missing gold yet?
It's
my missing gold.
Have you told people about your missing gold yet?
I think I let Faye know.
We were talking about it at dinner the other night, too.
You're missing gold?
You can tell people to be careful.
Yeah.
Just check your pouches, make sure
has
you have
intelligence
it.
Of above 3.
Yes.
And also has to have a language, which spiders, as it turns out, do not.
No Sylvan?
Nope, they don't speak.
Not surprising.
It's okay,
is
little
it
guys. I put him back in the...
Spider's beast?
It's
beast. So speak with animals would work on beasts if it had a higher intelligence.
If I may, is the spider, like, that big?
I thought it was like a tarantula. Oh, never mind.
You've seen a spider before.
Yeah, I know. They're, like, super
there's
small.
There's many spiders.
Yeah.
There are many spiders.
I mean, I'm thinking, when I picture Peter, I picture him kind of tarantula.
Yeah, I thought tarantula. Okay. So, yeah. Like, something you could actually, like...
I mean, he's still a tiny beast.
Okay. Well, at the marketplace, I think I'm going to try to find a thimble as, like, a little helmet for our friend.
That would look like he was wearing a fez. I think that's cute.
Oh, I'm not going to wear that.
Spider fez.
I don't want to insult you, but I'm not going to wear that.
No, it's not. It's not for you.
It's for the spider.
Oh, the thimble for the spider.
Oh, it's a cute
little thimble.
Surely.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
No, no, I like
Juno by magic.
He's
going
to coerce Rush into wearing a thimble.
This is a big strap.
I mean, well,
you did it again. You wasted 55, 56 minutes listening to the best Dungeons & Dragons podcast ever. Thank you very much for listening to our wonderful story. I hope you've learned something about our monk, Rush, and how vested he is in our overall survival. He's a great fighter. But it's pretty evident he has no idea what he's doing. Rush. Always rushing him. We can be reached at dungenetics@gmail.com, dungenetics on Twitter, and dungenetics on Instagram. And I'd like to thank a lot of our wonderful participants at freesounds.org, such as Omar Alvarado, Big Nole, MS Music, Deleted User 71, Mega Extreme, Patrick Lieberkin, Win, The Shaggy Freak, Ben Bonkin, Carlos Cardi, Joey Kofde, Toilet Toll, Toilet Troll 2, oh, that's just gross, Isra Ear. Warren Delport in Quotubu. Doesn't matter, guys. Just check out freesounds.org. The music you're hearing is from Kellen and Gaines Brown. And remember, I'm proud of you. And you should be proud of someone else, too. Bye, everyone.